With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Todd Haley introduced. Wow. Todd Haley introduced in Cleveland yesterday. He had a press conference and Todd Haley said a lot yesterday. Give a listen to a little bit of what Todd Haley said. So first, he's talking about facing the Pittsburgh Steelers. What do you do with all that stuff? You got all these clothes. Listen to this one.
I always want to beat whoever we're playing. Blood is thicker than water. We say, you know, everybody always asks me, you know, we had Steelers stuff stocked up for 6 years, and people are amazed that when you go somewhere else, put it in a box and see who wants it.
Oh, my gosh. Just come over to my house. I got a bunch of hats, shirts, stuff, jackets.
Stuff up on eBay.
Parka, stop over. You want it.
That's amazing. That's good stuff. That's good. You wanted to hear that, though.
I guess. Yeah. You know what? People are hearing that like, where's he live? I need tailgate stuff. Seriously. So there's that. And then second, how about Todd Haley? Hey, listen, Todd, are you confrontational?
I don't have a lot to say about it. You know, I do know that how I was mentored and taught early was that a coach's job is to come in and coach the players, develop the players first and foremost. And that has to be number one. And that's really how I go about business.
Okay, now how he goes about business is now trying to have success for the Cleveland Browns. If he couldn't get along with the quarterback here and couldn't get along when there was success here, and that pretty much drove him out of Pittsburgh, albeit he's going to have a new quarterback and a new running back and they're going to be drafted very high, how is he going to handle losing in Cleveland? That's honestly, for me, that's a fundamental question with him.
I think the pressure is going to be different, and I think he's going to have younger faces looking up to him. And I think, let's all face it, everyone has an ego, and I think he has one as well. I think it's going to play better for him because he's not going to be as combative against someone like Bad Ego.
Well,
that also exists.
Those guys aren't going to fight back.
Right.
Right? They're not going to question anything he tells, whether it's Deshaun Kizer.
Initially.
Yeah, but they'd have to be in the league for at least 3 or 4 years, you would think, before they felt there was any sense of entitlement of being an NFL veteran. But, you know, guys are different. You know, quarterbacks, they get drafted high. They who knows? There may be a pushback there. But Ben, you know, later on, he complained about Ken Whisenhunt. All they did was go and win a Super Bowl after 2 years. You know, but he thought that he was being, you know, that he couldn't do as much as he wanted to do. But it actually worked in his favor. So when it was happening, he was a rookie. So what was he going to do? Question his offensive coordinator? I don't think that, you know, that's going to happen. I can't wait to the first time that the Browns quarterback runs a quarterback sneak. It's always going to come back to a quarterback sneak.
It may, you know, and that became a nice running joke here in Pittsburgh. But will
Until
he make
it wasn't
the Browns
a joke.
Right? Will he make the Browns better? I mean, that's a real question.
Can he make them worse?
No, you know, well, there's not when you don't win. I mean, you can't get any worse than zero. you can, but
maybe they can.
I don't know if he will make them better. I feel like he'll make them better too, because it's hard to make them worse, right? Because they got zero wins. They'll win 3-4 games, maybe even 5 games in the next couple years. And then I'm telling you, I already see how it's going to work for him. He's going to do something stupid or be a distraction off the field. And I don't mind Todd Haley. I think he's an okay guy. But he just always gets in his own way. Or he'll get in a fight with a player, and it'll lead to his own football demise in Cleveland. It's just, that's his MO. That's the way he works. That's the way he operates.
Plus, you have a head coach who's on thin ice as well. So that whole scenario has to play out. I doubt if they go another year and they don't win, they can possibly have this guy still be the head coach. Or if they do win 5 games and they don't like the way he was coaching, now you have Todd Haley, who might be in conversations of, wow, look what's happened. Now he might be the head coach. I mean, a lot can go wrong if, like you said, if he can keep his nose clean and not get into trouble. I think he can make the team better because there's no pressure and these young kids are going to look up to him. And he is, we all agreed, if anything he can do, he is talented as far as putting together a game plan and making people around them better.
Todd Haley's a world-class goof who gets in his own way all the time. Everywhere he's ever been, he does something ridiculous. I mean, it follows him around. At some point, it's you. It's not all the other factors. Like it.
I don't know that it did at Arizona when he was a coordinator there.
Ask Larry Johnson about it. Ask him what he thinks of Todd Haley.
Oh, I thought you were talking about off-field stuff.
Well, no, I mean, that's off or on-field. That's a fight with a player, you know?
Oh, I'd forgotten about that.
And Scott Pioli was the GM at Kansas City.
Yeah, but he was a nut job too, right?
He was an absolute nut job. Out of his mind. But still, you know, that's still on – well, he was seems to be everywhere where there's a problem, so you can draw that.
It's just – there's always a problem around Todd Haley. There's always a buzz around Todd Haley that there's something – You don't get body slammed outside of a bar if you're just kind of minding your... I can't think of a whole lot of people that happened to by accident. I can't in life. You don't just... You're not just some passerby and, well, hey, what happened to that guy? Oh, he got body slammed. He got his hip all busted up. What was he doing? Well, he was just waiting on the bus. I mean, that doesn't really happen that way all that much.
I mean, I can't talk about something that hasn't happened yet in Cleveland, but you wouldn't be surprised if you get that... That news coming across.
I mean,
he's almost like the Le'Veon. He's almost like Martavis. That phone call, you're like, oh, I'm not surprised.
Forget about being surprised. I expect it at some point. Right. I expect something crazy, either with a relationship with a player or off the field with him or his wife, to happen. And that's how it ends his job in Cleveland.
And it'd be a shame because there's an opportunity for him to be the head coach there if he can stay clean and just do something.
He's a football genius. I mean, he's one of these guys that's taken it and made it a video game. He can really do a lot of things. He's a wizard.
And his job is well documented of the work that he did here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.